Ravine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So to start off with, what has actually caused this possible water crisis? What is the context of this situation?
Ah, that's a very good question. So this is a crisis where we've got lots of water. So it's a crisis where the quantity is not an issue. The quality of the raw water is the challenge. So last week, Auckland had very localized heavy rainfall in many parts of Auckland. And one of those areas happened to be a catchment that we refer to as the Hunua Ranges, where we have four water supply lakes. And these four water supply lakes supply raw water to a water treatment plant, which supplies about two-thirds of Auckland's water supply. Now, the heavy rain and the rainfall has been analyzed as having exceeded a 1-in-100-year storm. You know, it's off the charts, as they say. So the rainfall itself is not an issue. The rain, the intensity, the very intense short-duration rainfall we had, very localized, resulted in numerous slips in the catchment. So the catchment is a forested catchment, and we have multiple areas, multiple slips. The erosion from the slips, the erosion from the bare land has all got into all four lakes, and the result is that the turbidity or the amount of silt and sediment in the water supply lakes is hundreds of times higher than what we are usually used to. In fact, it's higher than we've ever recorded. So as an example, the turbidity levels are measured in units of NTUs. The TU is, of course, the turbidity unit. So generally, we get water that has the turbidity of about 3 to 4. The highest level of turbidity in one of the lakes is 8,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we are lucky in Auckland that we have multiple water treatment plants and they come from diverse systems. So we have some resilience. But anyway, our water treatment plants are also automated. So they operate by themselves. They don't have staff at night or in weekends, and this event was in the night. So the automated water treatment plant just shut down. The levels of I would call mud coming into the plant just led the plant to shut down. Anyway, we responded. Our staff are now operating this Ardmore water treatment plant in a manual manner. It's no longer automated. But because of the heavy sediment and silt loading, the output from this water treatment plant has been reduced to about 50% of normal. And the total capacity, sustainable capacity of our production in Auckland is sufficient to meet the current demand, but not the peaks when it's a beautiful sunny day. So if I use some numbers, just before the rainstorm, our daily demand in Auckland was 450 megalitres a day. That's a million litres a day. And we needed to get the demand down to close to 400 megalitres so that we could reliably continue to supply clean, safe, treated, what we call our AA-graded drinking water. And so we called on Aucklanders to assist because our water supply system has got resilience, but this event has been, it's not a normal event, and it's an unprecedented rainfall and unprecedented silt in the water supply lake. So we've called for some resilience from our customers, and we've said to our customers on a voluntary basis, could Aucklanders please reduce their water demand by 20 litres per person per day? And they've responded extremely well.
Well, that is definitely good to hear.
Yeah, so everyone in Auckland is getting the water. It is all treated. It is safe. It is clean. It is what is graded, AA graded water. However, we are saying that we need Aucklanders to continue to reduce their water demand by 20 litres per person per day for the next 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. Because in that period, we are gradually bringing our water treatment plant back towards higher capacity. So we have moved the capacity of the treatment plant. It was operating at around 50%. It's now operating at 55%. And every day we are making incremental increases in that production. So that's the situation with our water in Auckland. It's a water crisis, which isn't a crisis in the sense that we haven't had to ask people to boil their water, or the water's not treated anymore, or we don't have enough of it. It's a crisis in the sense that we've asked our customers to reduce the demand to avoid a situation where we end up having to boil our water.
And so
it's quite a unique situation.
It is definitely a unique situation. But so there's going to be no real impact on residents, I suppose, other than having to reduce their usage by the 20 litres per day that you did mention before?
Yeah, so we've been saying, because many of our customers, you know, they struggle with what's 20 litres a day? You know, what does it mean? And so the message for us is, you know, if you cut your shower by 2 minutes, you'll save about 16 litres straight away. And that's not a big ask. You know, if you take long showers, if you're taking 5 minutes, well, cut it to three. If you're taking 7 minutes, cut it to five. And when you're the normal stuff, when you're brushing your teeth, don't let the tap running, you know, fill the dishwasher before you use it. Don't wash the car unless you really have to. But at the moment, it's all voluntary. We haven't put any mandatory restrictions on our customers.
And so, I guess, how are we going to be seeing our way out of this situation? You mentioned 3 weeks is the estimated time frame, I guess?
No, so there's two things happening here. One is we need our customers to keep the demand low for the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks as we get into April. So what naturally happens as we get into April, May, June, July, we get into our winter months, and, of course, water demand drops. So we know that if the situation was reversed and we were moving into the summer months, we would have a bigger problem. But we are going into the winter months, so we want our demand to be below 400 megalitres a day, and would be able to achieve that with the reductions by our customers, but also because we are going into cooler months. So that's the first thing we're doing. The second thing we're doing is we have to be able to treat this water, and the sediment and the silt and in the lakes, they're going to hang around for a while, unfortunately. It's the type of silt that we're analyzing. It's not going to settle very quickly. So we are looking at what else we need to do at the treatment plant so that we can be prepared when the water demand goes up again coming into summer, you know, at the end of the year. And then there's other streams of work. You know, there are all these slips in the catchment, and we will get rainfall this winter, and we don't want more silt washing off. So we have to get in there and put some sort of silt protection mesh. So there's a lot of work still continuing for us within the company, but for our customers, from a customer point of view, we are saying, bear with us over the next 3 weeks. Small sacrifice, have shorter showers, and then we will make sure that as we go through the coming months, we'll be prepared for summer.
Well, it does sound like it's fairly under control, which is definitely heartening. Ravine, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.